The sound you're about to hear is a sound that makes many of us scream.
To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. Please enter or say your home telephone number, area code first.
But hold on for a moment, if you would, because we're going to talk to a man who can help ease our pain. His name is Paul English, and he's created an online cheat sheet that helps customers navigate their way through the early stages of phone menu hell. And he joins us from member station WBUR in Boston. Welcome.
Good morning.
I take it you don't do this for a living, do you?
No, I certainly don't. I'm just a typical consumer who is as frustrated with this as others. I am a frequent blogger, and I put a blog together. I think I started last March, where I listed ideas of how to get past, I think, about 10 companies to get started, and it's taken a life of its own since there.
Can we pick one of these companies and work through? Give us an example.
This is an interesting one. This is for Capital One Visa. It's going to ask us to enter our credit card number, which I'm not going to do. Instead, I will just enter 00, and I'm going to ignore the prompts.
A battle of wills. Let's go.
Welcome to Capital One Business Services. Please enter your 16-digit credit card number.
All right, so here I'm just entering 00.
We are unable to locate that account. Please try again.
You just hit 0 again, 00.
For faster service, please choose from the following four choices.
It gave
up. For existing account information, press 1.
So here I just entered 00 again. I didn't really listen to the menu.
And finally,
in this case, I think for Capital One, they will connect me direct to a human.
Thank you for calling Capital One. My name is Steve. May I get your 16-digit account number, please?
Hi, my name is Paul English. I'm actually calling from NPR, and you are being recorded. I hope that's okay.
Okay.
Where are you located today?
New Delhi, India.
Oh, that's great. Do you find that customers are sometimes frustrated that it takes a long time to get to you on the phone?
Yes, the customer gets very upset about that. Sometimes it takes 15 minutes, 20 minutes. On an average, you can take a 15 minutes approximately.
Okay, well, thanks for your information.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good to see you.
I'd like to try one if I can. I've got a phone here, and let's dial Apple Computer.
Okay.
And the instruction says hit 000, lots of zeros.
Welcome to the Apple Care service and support line.
000.
Yes. Your entry was not understood.
I'll do it again. 000.
For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
There we go. That was quick and easy.
That's great.
Although, well, we're not there yet.
Okay.
Just
seems
say
like
the name
quick.
Of the product for which you want technical support.
Operator. That's the next thing on the cheat sheet, is to say operator.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
Operator.
I can transfer you to a customer service representative. However, you'll be served faster if I can direct your call.
It's arguing with me. Operator.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Say the name of the Macintosh you're using.
Oh, my gosh.
Or say help to find out how to find the name.
Operator.
I'll send you to someone who can direct your call to the right specialist. Hold on.
Okay, that wasn't too bad. Let's wait
Please
and see.
Please wait.
Okay, I'll wait.
Thanks for calling Apple Computer. Please hold for the next available representative.
I almost wonder if you met these people somewhere at a cocktail party, if someone came up and talked to you, and if you recognize their voice, if people start throwing things at them.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Apple. This is Aida. How may I direct your call?
Good morning. I'm from National Public Radio. I'm calling for a story that we're doing, and we're recording you. Is that okay?
Sure.
We just wanted to see how quickly we could get through.
Okay. What else could I help you with?
I don't know. Where are you located?
We're in Sacramento.
When people call you there at Apple, do you sometimes get a hold of someone who says, I'm so glad to get a hold of a human being because I was so frustrated by that machine?
I believe that happens anywhere you call.
Thank you very much for taking the time. I hope you have a good time out there in Sacramento.
Bye.
You know, I feel a little bad, Paul English. I suppose even as we were making these phone calls, there were 25 other people holding, waiting for their turn.
Occasionally, someone will email me and say, I'm actually a back-end customer service rep for Best Buy, and I hate that by the time people get to me, they're very angry because they've spent so much time on hold. And I would like to tell you the secret way they can get to me directly, but don't tell anyone that I'm the one that gave it to you.
Have you ever been investigated for leaks of classified information?
Not yet.
You've been getting some publicity for this, and the list has been up for a while. Have you noticed companies improving their defenses at all?
You know, I have been surprised that this little cheat sheet has become quite so popular. I think there have been over 1 million hits on it just in the last few months. But I hope what happens is when a company sees that people put this much energy into finding ways around their voicemail system, I hope the company says, oh, my God, I had no idea we made it that difficult. Let's try to find a way to make it simpler.
Paul English has a cheat sheet of ways to get through corporate phone system menus and get to a human being. And you can find it by going to our website at npr.org. Paul, good talking to you.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
And by the way, we wanted to find out if the cheat sheet was really that good. So two staffers here, very patient staffers, tested 15 other shortcuts on the website. And the average time it took to reach a human was 56 seconds.
Hi. I'm not home right now. But if you want to leave a message, just start talking at the sound of the tone.